Hello to the Art of Seeing Straight and the Cosmic Joke. I could very briefly explain to you my view of both of those, but the chances are that you would immediately or almost immediately forget them, because they're both pretty elusive. That's why I've created this seminar as an educational tool or an aid for being healthy and present. I just want to start by acknowledging that this is not about seeing straight ahead, sexual orientation, yoga, or anything that's gone before. It's unique, and if it resembles anything else, it's not that. However, you have to be your own authority and accept or reject whatever doesn't suit you. So, seeing straight. Are you seeing straight now? Well, how could you know? Because there's no agreed definition as to what it means. Ask about, and most people will say, seeing clearly. Well, then ask them what clearly has got to do with straight. It's all then very confusing. Look it up in Google, and you can see the screenshots below. They haven't a clue. In fact, I engaged a few researchers who looked high and low, but could find nothing. Or there's lots of ancillary material they did find, which is fascinating, in the members section. However, what got me interested in the subject was that I had a mystical revelation that actually informed me as to what it really means, and that it guarantees how to be seeing straight. And not only that, but it induces a direct experience, or let's say a mystical experience, as if one is aligning one's mental, physical, and spiritual awareness. So it's been my privilege to use that knowledge to develop this free web-based art class or seminar, so that others can experience the same thing. And when they do, they'll find themselves on the same silent mental page, so to speak. So for some added context, have you noticed how or why your eyes often tend to dart all over the place, here and there, as random images compete to catch your eye? And what's more, when attracted thus, the object will tend to hook your mind or your heart or your or somebody else's cache. Of course, we need to be alert for our own and others' survival. However, all that hooking is put to great use by those who wish to influence and manipulate us. How can we protect ourselves against such invasion? Perhaps a good place to start is to consider why the masters, the sages, the wise men of old claim that most people are out of touch with reality, and so tend to be deluded and easily led, as if asleep or unconscious. Reference Plato's cave. So if the enlightened beings are speaking the truth, what can we do to wake up? In my view, seeing straight is a positive step in the right direction. Here's a clue to what it could mean. What would it be like to see as a child, yet with the added value of consciously knowing and loving it in the present? If you feel inspired to participate in the guide conscientiously, you can become an active artist or a beginner and practice seeing straight, and thus integrate with your inner silence, stillness, home, being, or whatever you call truth. That may all sound a little difficult or daunting, but I can assure you it's very easy and obvious, for although it's in plain sight, it's very elusive, especially to start with. The guide is made up of words, pictures, and different sections, mainly to keep you engaged and interested, for it'll take time to shift your perception. Talking about time, I've had feedback from people who say they think it's too long or too wordy. Well, they've evidently missed the point, because if they've spent a lifetime ignoring or overlooking the obvious, then it's going to take more than a few casual clicks and scanning over screens to change their behavior and stop filtering the direct experience of sensory perception and knowing it. Anyway, once you become proficient, it'll become evident to you that if you have the time to open your eyes, you have the time to see straight. This may all sound a bit serious and daunting. You should get the joke and have a good laugh about it. If or when you realize it's not about your seeing, nor what is seen, but who is seeing. Surely knowing that truth is a rare privilege on this planet, and worthy of a smile at the cosmic joke of it all, especially given what's generally taken for reality, which includes all the fear and the crazy confusion from the fake news, fake science, fake food, fake money, well, the list goes on. And that stuff generally ends up polluting our minds, bodies, planets, and who knows what else. So it's about practicing a new skill where you become an artist and align the chaotic outer with the mental and inner peace, which of course comes and goes as this consciousness gradually dawns upon you as direct experience. Paradoxically, there's nothing to get, but of course this already exists. It's just that we have been taught to filter it all out. So if you feel it's time for you to regain your intrinsic perception, proceed to the guide, but realize it's more university course than Snapchat.